Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Lost Levels podcast, number 44 in the series. I'm your host, Toadette, and since today is the 9-year anniversary of Toadette's North American debut in the Mario series, this podcast is dedicated to our pink bungle friend. Yay! Today I'm your host, and I'm joined by Spider Staryu.
Hey.
Shark Boo.
Yes, hello.
Timmy Tang.
Hello.
And Super Zambazy.
Hi.
Well, you're coming to the party late.
Of course.
Just on time.
Before we get started, we should talk about what we've been doing this week. Staryu, how's it been going for you?
Oh my god, you started with me. I'm never good with starting this off. A lot of juicy stuff has happened this week, such as me getting Paper Mario Sticker Star. Yes, I pre-ordered it.
How's it been for you?
Well, the game has been really fun, which is something I didn't expect. I expected it to be just this lame, like, Paper Mario game with basically just like Super Paper Mario, just with the sticker gimmick. But I was wrong. It's a lot of fun. The sticker gimmick is actually fun as well. And the whole way it's designed with the graphics and stuff, the angles, it's really fantastic. I really like the game so far. I'm on World 4 on, the Enigma Mansion. If that's how you say it. Yeah, I'm on World 4. Did I say World 3? What the heck? I'm World 4, yeah. So, the game's fun so far, and, I hope to, beat the game soon, because I'm getting, like, addicted to it. I played it, like, for hours yesterday. But yeah, the game is fun. You should go pick it up if you haven't picked it up already. Besides that, what else has been going on? Well, General Hospital has been pissing me off. I can't stand what crap happens on there. And, not much else to say, really, because I've not really been doing that much. But yeah, this week has been really juicy, and yeah, I've been having a lot of fun.
Alright, it's good. Dark Boo, how's your week been doing?
Oh my god, this week started off as hell too much. My goodness, this week. Let me start off with Monday. Monday, oh my god, Monday was gonna ruin this whole week. Monday. Mind you, I was supposed to get on the bus at 6:10. The bus came 35 minutes late. I got on the bus at, no, it came 40 minutes. It come. I was on the bus at 6:50. That's what time I get to the freaking college. When we on the bus stalls at the middle school, literally just 2 blocks down. But then when it stalled, I'm like, oh my god, no, I'm gonna go home. But somehow the bus came right back on. I'm like, yes. So we get to the bus terminal, and la la la. The bus driver trying to compensate for time. He's speeding down blocks. The bus skidded when he stopped, but one time. I'm like, oh no, oh no, it's a death trap. Oh no, he's trying to kill us. He's trying to kill us up in this bus. So I was like, no, I'm gonna go home. But no, I continue, got on the bus. Roosevelt Field, oh my Jesus. At Roosevelt Field, this is what happened. This man, I'm not gonna tell you what he is until the end, because then you'll understand. He get on a bus, you can tell he drunk. He get on the bus, he wobbling stuff a bit. But then after we getting out of Roosevelt Field, he runs up to the bus driver like, do you have a bag? The bus driver's like, no, what would I do in a bag? I'm sitting at the first seat. He threw up everywhere on the bus. I'm like, no. He threw up on the bus. I'm like, Jesus, why? So why is Monday? Why? I'm just going to do it with it anymore. I just couldn't do it. And then after, we stopped at one part of the freaking college. The bus driver stops the bus. Mind you, we were already 35 minutes to 40 minutes late. He stops the bus. I gotta call 911. You don't gotta call over here 911. What you want to call 911? You don't need to call 911. You should call 911 on that motherfucker. He probably is drinking. He want to get all drunk on every day. All that, la la la. And then when it comes to this, no. You don't need to call 911. He ain't had no freaking alcohol poisoning. Please. He was just drinking that bottle. He couldn't look for his liquor. That's routine. I'm like, no. So when we get to the Mass Community College bookstore, he gets off the bus, I'm like, I knew he was a student at Napping Pretty College. Hey, he gonna come to school drunk. Who comes to school drunk? Who? I don't know. Move on. Then after I get off the bus, I'm like, hallelujah. I got to that school at 7:15. I was like, oh my God. I couldn't deal with it anymore. Then after that next day was bad. I gave him my take-home test. I'm not failing this class. I got a C+ in this class. No, I'm not failing, man. C+ is not failing. Below C is. Goodness. I'm like, okay, I'm not okay. C+. It's bad, yeah. But it's passing.
But a C is like 70%.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I don't like the 70. I'm not fucking. I don't like the 70 because it's a math class, so I don't like it. Then after Wednesday, the bus came on time. I got in the elevator. These elevators are bad at this school now. Because FEMA's still at the school, so we can't go to certain places. I get in that T-Tower, up the T-Tower, the one that's there 14 floors. I get in that middle elevator. That elevator swaying left and right. I'm like, hold up. Elevators go up and down, not left and right. I'm holding on to the right. Like, what's going on? It's moving left and right. No. Where's the steps? Me gonna take my behind down these stairs. I don't care if I weigh 5,000 pounds. I'm still gonna go down them damn steps. What the what?
Okay, move on, please.
Okay, I'm sorry.
How's your week going?
I'm not good. I'm sorry. I'm gonna tell you, the elevators everywhere in this school are bad. The freaky G building elevator hits the top of the shaft like four. And then the other elevator sounds so bad and it shakes recklessly, so I get scared to go in the elevator by myself. I'm scared of the elevator. And then, mind you, when I'm coming home from school on that Wednesday, somebody going to the bus, I don't know if he's drunk or what. He couldn't stand up. He just flopping everywhere. I'm like, we all like, bus driver, can you please stop the bus? Because he's just swaying everywhere. Every time the bus turned, he fell and hit his head on the glass. He's like, I'm all right. I'm good. He's falling everywhere. I'm like, what the hell is this? Oh, no, that's after, on Wednesday. I'm like, what is this? What are these students coming to school drunk for? High and stuff. I can tell you how the whole bus smelled like weed. We ain't stupid. We know the truth. Thursday, Friday wasn't that bad. Friday, I had so much things to do. Oh my God. Did we even play Mario Kart Wii?
I don't think we did.
No.
Goodness. I had so much things to do. Friday was so much. I left the house at 10 a.m. I got home at 10 p.m. I went home in between times just for 2 minutes. Just to hop back in the taxi and get back where I had to go before. So much I had to do, and I still gotta go to work at 2. I'ma hold it off until we finish this podcast. Cause I know I talk for like a good 25 minutes. I just had to get to it. Then I'm not gonna get to the other stuff that happened yesterday. That's on Friday too, yesterday. Oh my God. I'm not gonna get into that. I'm not gonna touch that. I'm not gonna touch that with a 5-degree radius. Not even 5-1 degree. So 1 degree. 1 centimeter. Wow, degree. I'm not gonna touch all that because that's too long, and I could just put a YouTube video of that. Yes, okay.
Okay, Zambazi, how's your week been doing?
My week's been kind of super busy with the website, the guides, and all for Paper Mario. So I'm just gonna talk a little bit about Paper Mario. I don't know. My expectation, my excitement level last week was kind of like, we'll see how things go. But I swear, I'm just the Spider Star. I'm really enjoying it. I'm just having a really fun time playing it. It's a good game. It's really fun. I really enjoy it. You know, minus that whole thing that there's not really that much of a story as deep as the past three games. But this one is still so much fun. Like the level that Staryu's on, the Enigma Mansion or however you say it, that's my favorite one so far, and I'm on the fifth world right now, so really, really good stuff. But what's weird is that, because I picked up the game on Sunday, and I ended up having an exact same experience getting the game as I did for Mario Party 9. Like, everything was identical. It was really, really weird. Just starting off with that, it was Sunday, and I went at 7 o'clock in the morning. It was the 11th of the month, March 11th, November 11th. I went to the same exact store. The game wasn't in the little place where you buy games, so I had to go to the desk, just like Mario Party 9. I talked to the same exact lady. She had the same exact problem. She had no idea where it was. She left for 10 minutes, just like she did for Mario Party 9. She came back and said that they can't find the game, just again. I mean, everything was identical, even to, like, just to the faces she would give me. Because I'm like, you know, I came here for a game. Do you have it? And she's like, what? Are you kidding me? I have to look for a game. Everything was the same. It was really, really weird.
Oh, she was giving you attitude.
She actually was. She was really bad. The only difference between this and Mario Party 9 was that for Mario Party 9, they ended up not finding it. For this one, she told me, okay, yeah, we can't find it. And then she looks at the floor in the box. She's like, oh, you know what? One second. After like 20 minutes of looking around for this game, she pulls it out. So, okay, I have the game, and she starts checking it out, and I pull out this newspaper, and I'm like, I'd like to do price check at Fry's, because it was $30 at Fry's to get, like, $10 discount, and she gives me this blank stare, like, oh, my God, I'm so mad. She said, like, different things, like, I hate you, why are you doing this to me? It was really bad. It was 20 minutes.
Excuse me? I would have ran across her face.
Okay, is that all? I'm gonna all mention that today at night I'm going to get the Wii U. It's gonna be pretty interesting. I've never gotten a console launch.
I can't get it until my birthday or Christmas, which are both in December.
I can't get it till Christmas, so.
I'm not getting it because I'm not blessed with cash. Well, wait a second.
I'm only gonna get one for my birthday.
How much is it? Like $300?
$300 or like $350 if you get that.
I don't even have half of them now. I'm $10 short for the half of them now.
Alright, Timmy, how's your week been doing? Oh, he
I think Toadette is next.
He was next, but he BRB'd. So I will go and he can go when I'm done. Alright, I've been, you know, just doing some normal stuff this week. I've been going through school. On Wednesday, I did my art program class that I guys were telling you about, the Art Ready program. I went into Williamsburg, and I went to an artist studio, and we talked, and, like, she showed us her stuff, and, yeah, we did a little mini project where we had to make little patterns with, like triangles, and that was cool. And on the same day, it was Wednesday, I went to go to Burger King with my mom, and, I just got myself, like, a burger and fries, and I noticed that they were selling, Mario and Wii U toys there at Burger King. I didn't buy the little kid set since, you know, I could probably eat, like, 20 of those, and I don't want to waste my money. But when I was getting my drink, I noticed there was, like, one of those little... You know how Burger King has those new, like, crowns that you can, like, tear off of the box and put on your head?
Yeah.
I found one of those on the table, and I just, like, I stole it. I have a picture of me wearing it, which I'll show you guys later. Yeah, that's all I've been doing this week. I've just been, you know, drawing, celebrating Toadette Day, And in Black 2, I am almost finished. I have my team up to level 96, so that's really close. And, Timmy, how's your week been doing?
Oh my god, Wednesday I had a freaking long day. First, my alarm clock, for whatever reason, decided to go back 1 hour, so I woke up a bit late. Luckily, I still woke up on time to catch my bus, but still. And then, on first period, I had history. We had to do a test, and I only got a 70 on it. At least it's still passed. And then third period, I had science, and oh my god, I was so tired that I fell asleep three times.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Yeah, and the teacher gave us so much work in the workbook, and we had the lab report due the next day. I didn't finish either of them, but he didn't do the homework, so I focused more on my lab report. And yeah, this week's just been really tiring. Oh, and then when I got home, my laptop charger broke.
Oh,
yeah, that really, really sucks. And well, at least my Wi-Fi got fixed on the Wii, so I can play Brawl online now, but still.
Woohoo!
Having the laptop charger broken is like 1,000 times worse. Besides that, I've been playing Pokemon Heart Gold and Super Smash Bros. Brawl. But yeah, that's it.
Alright. I know that, Staryu, Zabazi, you got some news for us about what's been going on. So, what's been going around in the Mario and Nintendo world?
Yeah, there's a lot of juicy, juicy, juicy news about we have on the website, so let me get into that. However, I do think SC wants to mention something about the new sticker star guide that he got up recently. Don't you, SC?
Yes, because that's been my life this whole week. Late hours into the night, it's really bad. I've been neglecting school and everything, but who cares? There's a guide. Go check it out. So far we have a walkthrough up, a video guide, and a text and image based guide. The walkthrough, the text and image based guide, we have all four worlds up already. So everything, if you're stuck in those four worlds, go check it out. There's images, there's text, it's cool.
Just it actually helped me out a lot.
I used the new Super Mario Bros. 2 guide to help me get some of the star coins, because back when that came out, I was doing like a mini mission where it's like, don't move on to the next level until you get all the star coins, unless it's like a really, really hard level.
Oh, okay. So I'm glad that helped. That was from me, VIP, and HJ. We all worked on that one. So, good stuff. I'm glad that people are actually using it, because I have to base it on the comments. Which are 14, there's 14, so that's good. And the video guide, we have all three chapters up, all video forms, so go check that out. Check out the World 3 boss, that's probably my favorite, it's really, really cool. Yeah. And just more stuff coming from those guides. I want to finish all that today, because new stuff, I want to work on that after today, but whatever, we'll see how it goes. Just expect more.
Alright.
That's not all the news. Yesterday was Shigeru Miyamoto's birthday, if you guys didn't know. He is now 60 years old, so here at The Lost Levels, we all wish him a really happy birthday and hope he had a great day.
He looks really 60. He's like, that man is immortal, and I hope he lives forever.
And of course, if you don't know who he is the creator of the Mario series, so...
Just Mario, the creator of Zelda, Star Fox, Pikmin, and many more.
Didn't he also create Metroid?
Yeah, I think Metroid 2.
Yeah, so he created a lot of...
I think the only big Nintendo series that he didn't make was Kirby and Pokemon.
Yeah, he also made Pikmin and
Pikmin.
He also made Nintendogs, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure if anybody notices this, but besides Toad and Toadette, my third favorite character is Captain Olimar.
Yay! Yes, I know that. I knew that since 2008.
overall, he's a nice character of a good personality, family, and such, but he's not the topic of today. This is all about Toadette. Do you guys have any other news?
Yeah, I have one more news before we get off of that subject. For those keeping up in Activity Central, MPIN and MPIRX2 recently ended. Yes, the winner for MPIN was VIP. Yeah, good job, VIP. Boo came in second, Swangler came in third, HJ came in last. So it was a really juicy game, despite some problems in game and after game. Boo knows all about that. But it was a really good game, so good games to everyone, and congratulations, VIP. And for MPIRX2, Yoshiman won the game. Yeah, he came in first with a really close 7 stars. Guess who also had 7 stars? Dark Boo. So it was really close. Yoshiman only won by coins. He had like 45, and then Boo, if I'm not mistaken, had 24. So that's really small difference, so I know Boo must be pissed.
Yes, I am pissed. I wanted second place in both games. But it's a coin, man.
But yeah, it was a really good game. Look forward to some new games that I'm going to be posting later today. I'm going to mention one of them because we have a little bit of time. MPI Christmas, which is basically going to be a big Christmas spectacular. The signups will be up today. You can check it out on the form, myprelixy.com/form, if you didn't know. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Also be sure to check the MPI and MPFS site, mpimpfs.myprelegacy.com. So we have a lot of juicy MPI and MPFS stuff there. And original Mario Party content. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that. So let's move on.
One more thing. I also noticed that they confirmed DLC for New Super Mario Bros. U. Right. And I heard that it's going to be different from the ones you have to buy for New Super Mario Bros. 2. Hopefully they're a little less cheap, or at least worth the money. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it's all news for Mario World and Mario Party Legacy. Let's get on to our main topic: Toadette and her impact on the Mario series. Small little pink fungus girl. Introduced in 2003, November 7th in Japan, and November 17th in the U.S. And pretty much all the, release dates of Double Dash. Toadette started off as, a little partner for Toad. Didn't really have much of a personality, just basically kind of created so Toad would have somebody to race with. But later on, Nintendo brought her into more games, and she slowly grew her own personality, and she got a fan base, and she was even pretty much, as recognizable as Daisy and Waluigi were. They were pretty much known as, the spin-off gang, because, Waluigi was created for Wario, Daisy for Peach, Toadette for Toad, but soon later, Toadette started to appear less, and less, and less, and less, and pretty much now, she hasn't made a cameo since 2008. But on that topic, when did you guys first see Toadette, and what was the first game you played with Toadette? Spider Star, you.
When did I first see Toadette? In Mario Kart Double Dash, when I unlocked her. I'm sure that it was 100cc Special Cup, right? Or is it 50cc
special cup first place.
Yeah. When I unlocked her, I saw Toad. I was like, yay, I got Toad. And I saw this girl. I was like, Toadette? Who's Toadette? I didn't know how to pronounce her name at first. I was like, wait, Toad. Yeah, I was confused. And then my brother said, oh, Toadette. I was like, oh, Ed. Oh, Toadette. When I first saw her, I played her in Mario Kart Double Dash, and she was really quick, and I loved her voice. She matched Toad perfectly, in my opinion. Her voice, Toad's voice was squeaky, her voice was high, so it was like, they were like the perfect mash. I love their special item too, so yeah, Mario Kart Double Dash, that's when I first saw and played with Toadette.
Okay, Dark Boo, when did you first see Toadette?
Oh god, the same game, Mario Kart Double Dash, pretty much. When I unlocked her, I think it was cut into. What? Did I ever choose them? Yes, I have. I had chosen for that. I did not personally like Toad. I'm not gonna lie, I did not like Toad. My main focus was unlocking everything. And I usually had the co-op mode for two players on Mario Kart Double Dash. Well, I used to do the driving, my friend used to do the attacking. Cause he was always good with the attacking, I was just good with the driving. So that pretty much, I didn't feel any difference. I was like, okay, new character, trying to unlock some more. Oh, that's the hard test. But I didn't feel any different. I was just like, oh, okay.
Zambazi, when did you first see Toadette?
I had the same reaction as, same reaction as everybody else. I remember in the game, I remember Toad not being there, and I was so confused. Like, how could all these new characters be in here, and Toad's not here? So when I finally unlocked them, I was like, yes, finally. And then, who the heck is that? It's like this little, there's a Toad, and there's a pink counterpart. It's like, what? But I ended up really liking the character, and I actually, whenever I play Double Dash, I usually do Toadette, just because I like their special item, and I don't know, I like the two characters. So
the Toadette cart is fantastic.
Jimmy, when did you first see Toadette?
I first saw Toadette in Mario Party 6, unlike everyone else, I like Toadette. Sometimes I choose between her or Toad when as a computer, but in Mario Kart Double Dash, sometimes I'd use her because I found Toad's voice kind of annoying and Toadette's voice was less annoying. But yeah, Mario Kart Double Dash, like, sometimes I go with Baby Luigi and Toadette.
That seems to be a popular combination according to people have asked. As for me, I also first saw Toadette in Double Dash. It was the summer of 2003, and I was at... No, it wasn't 2003. I played Double Dash, like... It was like 2004-2005. It was the summer. I was at day camp, and my day camp had a GameCube in the room, and kids would, like, line up and take turns playing, you know, two against two. And, like, everything was already unlocked. I guess it was, like, a used game from somebody, or just, like, one of the workers already finished the game. So, I was always a big fan of Toad. I've liked him ever since I first saw him in Mario Kart 64. And so, I was choosing my characters. I believe my opponent, this other kid, he chose Mario and Luigi in a standard pair, and I was like, oh yeah, Toad, I gotta choose him, he's my man, he's my homeboy, he's my home fungus. And I saw this other Toad under him, and it was like, oh, who's this? I've never seen this guy before. And I clicked the Toadette icon, and I saw her, you know, doing her little, you know, hey! You know, when you choose Toadette, and I was like, oh my god, this is the cutest damn thing ever! And I just... so cute, and it was like, oh my god, it's so cute, it's a girl Toad, and I gotta play as her, so I played as her, but then I really got into Toadette, like, I have, in my dad's house, there is a, like, old book from, like, 2005-2006 that has all my drawings that I drew, because, the day camp was in Arizona, because I always go to Arizona every summer to visit my dad who lives there. And he has a box in his room that's full of old drawings that I've made. And last year, 2010, I looked inside the... No, not 2010, 2011, summer 2011, right after I finished eighth grade. I looked at the pictures, and I noticed... like, a lot of pictures I drew in the daycare were, like, a lot of, like, poorly drawn Toadettes. She looked like a potato. It was, like, little stick figure Toadettes just doing stuff. You know, it's like, hey, it's Toadette! Yeah, Toadette! I kind of, like, forgot about her for a while. until 2008, where my grandma bought me Mario Super Sluggers, and I was playing the story mode, and I was like Mario running around the Peach World, and I saw Toadette there. It's like, it's you! It's the thing I used to like. And then around 2008, 2009, my love for Toadette sparked again. Moving on, the next question's kind of similar to the first one. I hope you guys don't mind, but this next question is, what were your initial thoughts on Toadette, / do you like Toadette? Spider Star, you.
Well, when I first saw her, I was like, well, I don't know who this girl is, but I'll play as her. I mean, she looked really happy. She looked a lot more happy than Toadette, I'm told. She looked a lot more happier than Toad. So I was like, oh, I like happiness. So that's why I liked her. And do I like her? Of course I do. I love Toadette. I'll admit, and this might not be the best time to say this, but I do like Toad a bit more because I like Toad since Mario Kart 64 and all those 64 games. So I have a little partial favoritism towards Toad more, but I still love Toadette. She's a really fantastic character. Yes.
All right, Dark Blue, initial thoughts?
Oh, boy. Mario Kart Double Dash, I had no thoughts. I'm not going to lie. I had no thoughts, and I honestly did not care. But Mario Party 6, after Mario Party... No, I can't say Mario Party 6. I didn't get Mario Party 6 that time. I got Mario Party 7, didn't it? So Mario Party 7, I didn't have no interest in her as well, neither. I just choose her just for the triple mushroom. Or that's probably it. But Mario Party 6, I chose her a lot more. I chose her more a lot more than all the other characters. I didn't even choose Daisy that much. But then after, I was like, okay, bye Daisy. I honestly did not care. I'm not gonna lie, I did not care, but they was gonna invite another woman into the group. They ain't the lower house here. I got tired of all males. I'm sorry, but yeah, know how my mind goes.
Sausage fest.
Yes, my mind be going a bit outrageous, man. I'm like, too many. It's only Peach, Daisy, Toadette, Bert. Peach, Daisy, Toadette.
Bert. Sort of. Technical female wants to be called a female.
And getting the pre-op Birdo.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I had no time. I was just happy that it was another moment to explore it. But other than that, I had no response. I had no initial feelings.
Well, I understand. Super Zambezi, what were your initial thoughts on Toadette, and do you like her?
Initial thoughts, like I said before, I was kind of like, who the heck is this? Because from the entire roster, I knew everyone who was there. I've seen them before. I knew beforehand that they were going to be there. So when she showed up, I was like, what? How do I not know who this is? I've never seen this person before. But I ended up, I mean, instantly, kind of. I kind of just liked her right off the bat. Despite a lot of people thinking I don't like her because the Mario Party 9 craze, people were demanding that she's in, and I was like, kind of bagging on those people.
I remembered around like the time where characters were starting to be like the new characters were starting to be like confirmed for Mario Party 9. Like this swarm of Toadette fans, including me, joined the forum. And now I feel like so many Toadette fans are coming on. I think just probably just because of me, I'm just attracting them all. I'm a big Toadette magnet.
Leave the group. Yeah, so that initial reaction. So I like her. She's cool.
Mm-hmm. Timmy, what were your initial thoughts on Toadette? Do you like Toadette?
Initial thoughts, like, I thought she was just there, so, like, I didn't really use her that much. But then, like, later on in Double Dash, like, I loved the Golden Mushroom, but, like, I didn't want to use Toad's voice, was kind of annoying in Double Dash. But, yeah, but with Toadette, like, I really enjoyed using her. Mario Party 6, I picked Toad more as the CPU, but sometimes I'll choose Toad as the CPU instead. So yeah, I like her.
Well, I'm gonna pretty much say the same answer I did for the last question. I didn't know who Toadette was when I first saw her, because, you know, she doesn't really have a backstory. Like, nobody knows how, like, how did she get into Mario Kart Double Dash? Did somebody invite her or something? But it is just, like, you know, it's just, I thought she was so cute. I just, it's just, like, you know, I really liked, and I hated the color pink. I hate the color pink. Like, surprisingly enough, I hate the color pink, but, like, Toadette is now kind of an exception, so I like the Toadette pink, like, that magenta color she has, but I hate all other pinks. It's just that, like, Toadette really makes me happy. Like, I just thought she's so cute. Like, every time I found her, in a game, she'd always make me smile, and, like, I'd always, you know, I'd, like, lightning speed whenever somebody's playing a game of Mario Kart Wii. It's like, I got dibs on Toadette! And it's just, like, I just thought she was so great. It's just, like Toadette.
Well, good lord.
Toadette is a pretty useless character when you think about it. She doesn't really need to be there. She has no purpose, but, like, she deserves to stay there because, like, so many people like her. It's just, like, they introduced this character and just, like, people fell in love with her, especially me. Anyways, next question. Have you ever used and played as Toadette before? And did you find her to be useful or not useful? This can be any game she's been playable in. And the list of games she's been playable in is Mario Kart Double Dash, Mario Party 6, Mario Superstar Baseball, Mario Party 7, Mario Party 8, Mario Kart Wii, and Mario Super Sluggers. Spider Star, have you ever used Toadette before?
Of course, I said it earlier, yes. I have played Toadette since Mario Kart Double Dash. I played with her in Mario Party 6. I've not played her in Mario Superstar Baseball because I've only played that game a few times, so I've never really played with her on there. I played her on Mario Party 7, Mario Party 8, and Mario Kart Wii, of course. On Mario Super Sluggers, I usually use her if I have my team of Toads plus Peach plus Daisy plus Birdo, because I know Toadette gets along with a lot of the Toads. So yeah, she's usually on my team, and I usually play as her if I get the chance or I feel bored and want to play something other than Peach and Toad. Is she useful? Is she useless? Well, what do you mean by that? Like,
I meant, like, when you played as her, did you, like, you know, like, say you were stuck on a part and, like, you decided to use Toadette, and it's like, wow, this really helped me. Like, I'm not saying, like, is she useful or useless as a character? I meant, like, you know, in playable-wise. Like, did she help you? Like, did she, like, give you the win?
Well, not really. I mean, she's just a character I see that is just a character that I generally like. No character really helps me win or anything. It's just a character I choose, but I don't think she's useless at all. A useless character to me would be like a pointless enemy. She has her own personality and she has her own appearance. So I definitely think she is useful, as in, if you mean like Mario series terms. If you mean useful as in like, oh, does she help you win? Not really. But yeah, that's my answer.
Yeah, I understand. Dark Boo, have you ever used or played as Toadette before, and did you find her useful or not useful?
I played her on Mario Party 6. You don't find any character useful. Mario Party 7, only besides the Triple Shrew, because she, for some reason, the only her and Toad only get the damn Triple Shrew cat orb every freaking time. The first orb is that. I'm like, for real? But every time I play as them, it's a different story. Get the chain. So much fun. Mario Party 8, I played this her because I can't give a valid reason. I only play her, Dry Bones, Boo, Daisy. That's probably it. I don't like her. Mario Kart Wii, if I'm using a Wii, the remote, I will play as her and use the off-road bike. Because I know I play with the freaking Wii remote. Don't try to play it. But at times, I just get tired of doing it, so I just throw the Wii remote and just grab the controller. But she was the first character I played as. Once I unlocked her, did you have to unlock her? I don't think so.
You had to unlock her.
Oh, yeah. That probably was the first person I unlocked, most likely. And once I unlocked her, I started playing as her only, because I liked her. That was the only one I was able to play as, and then after, I never liked Baby Daisy. The only person I was playing as, mostly, is her. And then after I unlocked Daisy, oh, please. It wasn't even Daisy, it was still Toadette. I liked Toadette on Mario Kart Wii. I really did at the beginning. I really did. So, I did find her useful. And I just love her little homo shit. I couldn't stand when she moved, though. Because that little animation she does, I'm like, oh. The animation, but yes,
that's cute. Super Zambazi, have you ever played as Toadette before, and did you find her to be useful or not useful?
Oh Lord.
Hello.
How about Timmy Ghost?
Timmy, have you ever played as Toadette, and did you find her useful or not useful?
In Mario Party 6, at times, I picked Toadette as the CPU, but in Mario Party 7, no, I did not choose her just because I hated that triple mushroom orb. I really, really did. In Mario Kart Double Dash, I chose her for the gold mushroom.
But, well, yeah. sorry to interrupt, but a lot of people seem to find Toadette as, like, their least lucky CPU in Mario Party 7. Have you guys ever thought that maybe, Nintendo secretly programs characters to be, like, better than other characters as CPUs? Like, a lot of people say they have trouble with Peach in the first three Mario Parties, and then in this game, everyone's complaining about Toadette. Mario Party 9, everyone's complaining about Shy Guy.
Shy Guy, I can't freaking stand Shy Guy.
I can't stand Shy Guy.
Oh, Shy Guy can burn in hell. I'm sorry. He can go burn. Oh my god, I hate Shy Guy.
I like this one character that gets all the luck and they secretly program it and nobody ever tells us.
Well,
sorry, please continue.
Well, I do know on Mario Party 3, Wario and DK are really stupid. Literally.
Yes.
They always suck. Toadette, on Mario Party 6, she is deadly. However, on Mario Party 7, she is really, really, really weak. Even on Brutal, she always gets, like, 0 stars for me. I'm like, how do you always end up getting, like, no stars? But on Mario Party 6, she's deadly. So that's why I always have her as a computer, because her AI strength is really strong.
Yeah. Okay, Timmy, please continue. Sorry for the interruption.
It's okay. My mom kind of interrupted, but anyways, in Mario Party 7, I really did not like her because of that freaking triple mushroom orb, especially on freaking Pagoda Peak. In Mario Kart Double Dash, yeah, I used her because I love that golden mushroom, but I like the Chain Chomp better, but yeah, that's it.
is Zambazi here?
No. Yes, I'm
okay.
Here.
You're here. You kind of blinked out. But the question is, have you ever used or played as Toadette before, and did you find her to be useful or not useful?
Awkward silence.
Oh,
I think we'll just skip out on that question for you. Me, I play as Toadette all the time when she's there. And if Toadette is not there, then I'll use Toad. And if Toad is not there, I usually don't buy the game. Unless if it's a game that I think is really, really good. It's usually the case of spinoff games only, though. If it doesn't have Toad or Toadette, I usually don't buy it. I'm kind of picky about my characters, but just those two. And I don't care if it has any stupid newcomers. As long as Toad or Toadette are in it, I still buy the game. Sometimes I like really got pissed off at Toadette during Mario Super Sluggers. I was trying to do a challenge where I'd get her at like top high score in every game, but it was so hard to do with some of these games because her batting power is like crap. Like she has 2 out of 10 batting power, but Toadette is one fast little MF. I mean, I'm not sure if any of you guys play Sluggers religiously like I do, but Toadette is fast as hell. We call her the Flash. She's like, but she can get to like the base in like 2 seconds flat. As for Mario Kart Double Dash, She also has the best, if you guys didn't know this, Toadette and her cart, the Toadette cart, have the best acceleration in the game. And in Mario Kart Wii, she has the best off-road in the game. She gets the highest off-road bonus, and it's extremely deadly off-road-wise with the Magic Cruiser. So, but that's not the reason I use Toadette, though. I don't use her for her stats. It's just she happens to have these good stats, and I just use her because I love her so much. I also like to use her in Mario Party, and in Mario Party 8, I always spam her little taunts with a little... It's just, you know, I kind of annoy my friends with it, but that's pretty much it. I just like to use Toadette all the time, and she's just, you know, so cute. You guys want to do the Toadette facts?
I'm sure. Why not?
A couple months ago, with the help of Mario Wiki and some friends, I created a list of facts about Toadette. And, you know, it's just, like, a lot of stuff that only real, like, Toadette fans would notice, but here's a neat little list that you guys can all help me out with. Fact number one. Toadette has only been playable in console titles, and more specifically, console spin-offs.
Ooh, can I do the next one?
Yeah, you guys go in order. It'd be me, Staryu, Boo, Timmy, and then me again.
Alright, okay. Alright, send them like, okay. In Mario Super Sluggers, Toadette and Baby Mario have the exact same stats. Ability and pitch with the same hand, right. This isn't the only time this happens. Characters like Baby Daisy and Blooper, as well as Red and Yellow, Pianta, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Also share the same stats.
Fact number three.
Also in Sluggers, there's a rare glitch that happens when Toadette uses star power that makes her eyes become insanely large for a second.
That glitch is funny. It's like, if she pitches while using star power, like, her eyes get like, woo! Like, they cover her whole face. Why it happens, it's just hilarious.
I've never seen that.
In some games, Toadette's hair moves on its own in an undulating fashion in, like, the Mario Baseball series, and in other games, they move like normal hair. Mario Kart series.
Can you please explain that?
Toadette's hair, and if you guys play Mario Super Sluggers and Mario Superstar Baseball, if you play as Toadette when she's, like, pitching, have you ever noticed her hair moves on its own? They move like tentacles.
Oh, I never played
it. They wiggle around, and, like, they just kind of, like, float. And in Mario Kart, and I think, like, Mario Party 2, Toadette doesn't really move around that much, so you can't really see her hair move so much. But in Mario Kart, her hair just moves around like normal hair. It just has, you know, normal hair physics. A lot of people, I used to know a guy who said he only played as Toadette because he just loved the way her hair moved and thought it was hypnotic. And it's just kind of funny.
And creepy.
Fact number five. Toadette's hair is darker for no reason in Mario Kart Double Dash and Mario Kart Wii. It is most noticeable when you select her in the character selection screen.
Toadette, along with Toad, was intended to be playable in Mario Power Tennis for GameCube. During the scene in the intro where Wario and Waluigi are about to vandalize Mario and Luigi's pictures, if one looks at the scoreboard, you can see the two Shrooms as a team going against Bowser and Bowser Jr.
Which is probably why they weren't in. They got sautéed!
Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door, reveals that Toadette like animals in the...
Pewdies.
What are those?
They're little Pikmin-like things in Thousand Year Door.
You don't know what punies are?
No.
Timmy.
All of Toadette's stages are near the beach and in World 2.
Fact number 9. Toadette was in Super Mario Galaxy in the opening, sitting next to Toad. It is also seen that there are actually two Toadettes in the scene where several Toads gather around the star. This has yet to be explained. Okay, guys, fact number 10 is a pretty big one, so I'm going to need all you guys to help me with this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is hinted that Toadette has a dark side. Ooh. In Mario Party 6 and 8, Toadette has positive team names with bad guys.
Alright, I'll do the Mario Party 6 ones. Tore and Wario in Mario Party 6, their team name is Secret Friends. Tore and Waluigi in Mario Party 6 team name is Diabolical Duo. Tore and Boo in Mario Party 6 team name is Terrifying Twosome. And Mario Party 6 and I think Mario Party 7. No, Koopa Kid wasn't in Mario Party 7. Duh. In Mario Party 6, Tore and Koopa Kid's team name is Potent Pals.
Boo, can you read Wario Mario Party 8 to Boo Mario Party 8?
Okay. Tore and Wario Mario Party 8. Team name is Double Agent. Tore and Boo, their team name is Boo Duet. And Tore and Waluigi, their team name is Half Frankie Duo.
Can you read from Birdo to Blooper?
Tore and Birdo, they're called the Pink Powerhouse. Toadette and Dry Bones, they're called Double Trouble. Toadette and Amphro, they're called Smash Success. And Toadette and Blooper, they're called Bloop Dee Doo.
And you guys should be surprised by this. Drum roll, please.
Wait, can you say that again? Timmy's mic interrupted it.
Yes.
Sounds epic. Toadette is the only Toad to have neutral chemistry with Bowser. Maybe she can work together with him. Back for 11, star you?
Alright. 2013 will mark 10 years of Toadette and 5 years of her being absent. That is, if she continues to be absent.
Hopefully not. Boo, number 12.
Toadette both first appeared, and last appeared on a Monday. Oh, snap.
Jimmy, number 13.
Toadette is not Toad's sister. Although it was said in the Mario Kart Wii Freeman guide that she was, the guide is not licensed by Nintendo, and therefore they did not confirm this themselves. Toadette has been seen holding hands with her and acting very protective towards Toadette, but it's currently unknown what their current relationship is other than being close friends.
Ooh. Also, I forgot to write this down, but in Mario Party DS, Toad made the table in Toadette's music room was said to be made by Toad, but he was too shy to give it to her, so he made Peach give it to her. Aw, he's so sweet, Toad.
Aw.
Number 14. Toadette's dress was originally orange with a dark red/pink vest. However, this dress has only been seen worn by Toadette in artwork and Paper Mario. In every other game, she has her pink dress with a red vest.
According to Mario Party 6, Toadette and Daisy are shopping buddies.
Yes! Ooh, Toadette, here with the Magi Cruiser.
The Magi Cruiser.
That's how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, has the best off-road in Mario Kart Wii, making her very useful for shortcuts in courses like Sherbet Land and Shy Guy Beach.
Oh, something I'd like to add to that, I think Toadette is the only one who gets an off-road bonus, the lightweight character. I think she's the only lightweight character who gets an off-road bonus.
And she's also the only character that gets a +3 speed boost. She's fast and skilled on the off-road.
Wait, I thought Baby Daisy has a speed boost as well.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, but she's the +6 speed. Toadette gets +3.
Oh, that's even off.
Who's next? Next.
The Toadette card and Double Dash has the best acceleration in the game.
Toadette is the fastest character, tied with Yoshi in Mario Superstar Baseball, and is the only minor character that have more than one special ability, the sliding catch and the wall jump.
Jen Taylor, who used to be the voice of Toadette, as well as Toad and Peach, also voices Zoe in Left 4 Dead and Cortana, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
And Halo.
In the Wii dictionary, Toadette is a word in the predictive text bank.
And those are all our Toadette facts. Sorry, Timmy. We don't have a 21st one for you to read.
It's okay.
I just spent a couple weeks, noticing just how Toadette behaves and such, using little facts about her, and I just came up with this little neat list. And sorry if it bored you, audience, but we just wanted to share these cool little facts. Back to the questions. Toadette has been missing since 2008. What's odd about her, though, is that she hasn't made even one single cameo since 2008. Unless if you count the pinkish looking toad house in Mario Party 9, but a lot of people say it's a purple toad's house. But anyways, Toadette is on the fact that she has been gone, like seriously gone. She just disappeared for no reason and hasn't been used since Mario Super Sluggers in 2008. So by using the math, Toadette has been gone for pretty much almost 1,500 days.
Gosh.
Are you guys sad that she's been gone for a while? And do you guys want her to come back, Star You?
Of course I want Toadette to come back. She's one of my favorite characters. I mean, if you read Toadette's article, Toadette, Forgotten Fungal Friend of the Past, it's like she said, it's like Toadette just died and no one wanted to talk about it. It's like, why is there, like, no mentions at all? Unless Nintendo's just really, really bad at handling their characters, it doesn't make sense for a character to just completely disappear from the face of the earth. It's like, wait, where did Toadette go? Did she, like, run off the Mushroom Kingdom and went to Sarasaland or some, like, Toadette Land or something?
It doesn't. Toadette Land!
It doesn't make sense. I want her to come back, though, and I hope that during the Wii U and the 3DS lifespan, they bring her back, because, you know, I really want to see the GameCube era just get reimagined, because I'm getting tired of this, oh, let's go back to Super Nintendo NES crap. I want to see the GameCube and era just come back alive again in the Mario series.
Last podcast, most of the kids who are alive today and bringing in most of the bucks for Nintendo were born the GameCube era, so they're not going to get a lot of these references from Mario World and Mario 3 that they're getting so crazy about. They should really start bringing back stuff from GameCube era, which is what most of the kids will remember. I mean, granted, I don't think, you know, Toadette's probably going to be the most memorable thing in their minds. Probably Super Mario Sunshine or Luigi's Mansion, but, I mean, they really got to think now that a lot of adults are not only playing Mario, but buying Mario for their kids, introducing Mario to the kids.
Exactly. And also, I just want to mention something before everyone loses hope for Toadette. Baby Mario and Baby Peach, if I'm not mistaken, they did not appear in any game since the same as Toadette, right? Mario Super Sluggers. Then they made an appearance in Mario Tennis Open. So, there is still hope, okay? I mean, even though she wasn't in that game, there's still hope that maybe she can appear in the future.
A lot of people, though, say that Baby Mario and Baby Peach are kind of more important than Toadette, seeing how they're forms of a super, an incredibly major character, but I say fool on them. Dark Boo, what's your opinion? Do you want Toadette to come back?
They need more female characters. They need her back. I'm sick and tired of all these new, I'm going to say, all these new insignificant, non-factoring characters. I'm not lying. Some of these characters are coming out the woods, and I don't know what woods they came from. They ain't come from Woody Woods. That's the truth. Because they need more female characters. You only got Peach, Daisy, Birdo. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, only Birdo sometimes, too.
Yeah, Birdo sometimes, yes. We know her.
Birdo sometimes. I don't mean that by the fact that she may or may not be a boy. I mean that hardly Birdo appears in any games now.
Because what they do, they just want two
princesses, Rosalina.
They just want two princesses. I don't want the two female characters. I'm sorry, no. Right? You just see this array of male characters. No. We need Toadette back. They added Rosalina something. Rosalina. But she was not made to be a playable character. I don't care what nobody said. She was never made for a playable character. She would know. She had a distinct attitude, too. But she was never made for to be someone you can play as. She was always NPC. Get it right. And we need some female characters, so I'm getting tired of this. This is too much. It's only Peach and Daisy. For real, Peach and Daisy. No, bring Toadette. Yes, Toadette came back for her vacation. How you doing?
Timmy, do you want Toadette to come back?
Yeah, I'd love to see her again. I mean, because I think they replaced Toadette with Koopa to be Toad's partner, but Koopa just
exactly
has a role with Toad, and Toadette was definitely a better partner. But yeah, I'd love to see her again. There's not enough female characters.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely agree with everybody here, especially Boo. I mean, if they're not going to bring Toadette back, Like, they don't even need to bring Toadette back as a playable character, just at least as an NPC. I don't even care if she just appears in the background in one scene. Mario needs more female characters, and Toadette is a great example of female characters because she is, like, the only female character, like, confirmed female, so we're not counting Birdo. Toadette is the only confirmed female character that doesn't have anything to do with royalty. I mean, Rosalina may or may not be a princess, but we don't know for certain.
And she has a crown on and everything, and a gown.
Wendy O. Koopa, Bowser's daughter, I mean, seeing how Bowser is a king, that makes princess. But Toadette, I mean, if Toadette was a human, you could probably relate to her. I mean, she's just a normal little villager girl.
Wait. I want to pick up something you said there. Wendy, she is not Bowser's kid. Shigeru Miyamoto confirmed this, that the Koopalings, they are not Bowser's children.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But she's probably still in, like, the high ranks of his army, so that makes her, like, you know, that makes her more important than the other Koopas.
Oh, yeah, well, that is...
A rich spoiled bee.
Probably spoiled by her quote-unquote daddy. I mean, technically, you could call Bowser her father, because, I mean, he probably raises her, you know, maybe he's a stepdad or something. But going off topic, back to Toadette, I mean, yeah, Toadette's just like a normal little citizen. She just lives in her town. She probably has a job. She probably has a job to keep herself steady. She probably lives with her parents or by herself or something. And, you know, you could probably, you know, relate to Toadette if she didn't have a giant fungus in her head. Toadette, like, even though they never really gave her a personality, she's already more unique than pretty much more than half, of the new characters Nintendo's introduced in the last, like, 4 years.
There's something I want to bring up before we continue on. One thing I'm getting tired of Nintendo doing is making characters and then just banning them. Now, I know they have lots of characters, so they're trying to, like, say, oh, well, we have this character, we have this character, we have this character. I understand that. They have lots and lots and lots of characters to deal with. But why would you want to abandon a perfectly reasonable original character? I know she looks like Toad, but, you know, she's not exactly Toad, okay? If you say that, then I guess Daisy's exactly Peach because she basically has the same dress. Or Luigi's exactly Mario because they basically wear almost the exact same thing and just look slightly different. Okay, I mean, I know it's probably not a good comparison since Toad and Toadette are literally, like, really just, like, the same species and everything.
It's the same model in games, too, but that has nothing to do with Toadette looking exactly like Toad. It's just a business move so they don't have to spend as much time designing another Toad.
Or spend money, like, making more models and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, they should, I really think they really should bring her back. I mean, it's about time, really. 4 years, about to become 5 years soon, like, later. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous, honestly. Just bring her back and just stop this whole bullcrap. I mean, Toad, I don't even care if she's, like Toad said, I don't care if she's not playable. Just put her in there somewhere so they show that she's not dead. I mean, come on, what is this?
And going back to what Boo said, Toadette is also important because, you know, girl character. We need as many girls. We need as many girls as we can because I mean, Toad Town's been in the total sausage fest. You always see like the generic male Toads walking there. I mean, that's okay. I mean, they probably take too much time to give every Toad in the city a personality. Because I mean, you don't even know how many Toads live there. But I mean, it'd be nice to have, like, a couple of girl Toads just walking around there. Maybe, you know, have Toadette there. I mean, it doesn't even have to matter if she's the only girl there. It doesn't even matter if they turn her into some Smurfette-like character. But, I mean, she's another girl character, and girl characters attract, like, a lot of little girls to Mario series. Because, I mean, me, I for one, I don't care if I'm playing as a boy or a girl, but, I mean, I know there are some people who say, like, oh, I only want to play as a girl, but, like, maybe there are some people who don't want to play as a princess. Maybe they want to play as Toadette. Well, that's all we have to talk about Toadette. So, happy Toadette Day, everybody!
Yay!
Going on to our juice. It's a special Thanksgiving edition. We're not the juice, where the gravy.
The gravy.
Thanksgiving during gravy here. Spider Star, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to have a freaking giant turkey feast, of course. We're going to have turkey, we're going to have, God, there's so much food, I don't even know. The only thing I know is turkey, gravy, scoop it up, take a piece, yes. Ham, basically whatever Boo said, yeah, there's tons of food there. Yams and stuff, you know, I'm getting off topic, I don't know, how did I forget, stuffing, oh my god, pie, yes, why doesn't someone else go? Boo, what are you doing?
I tell you now, my mom not cooking a thing, we're not doing anything, I could buy the food right now so we can do it, but I don't feel like cooking. Me and my mom don't feel like cooking. I'm sorry. We going over to somebody's house, but if I was to buy everything, I would have got the top barbecue, I would have got the turkey, I would have got the ham, I would have got the collard, I would have got the yams, I would have got the potato pie, I would have got the macaroni. Yeah.
Macaroni's
good.
I personally don't eat macaroni and cheese, but I just get it because my husband wanted it.
During Thanksgiving, you don't even care what you're eating. You just want to eat, and you're just gonna eat.
This time of the year, most turkeys are slaughtered, and this time of the year, people gain so much freaking weight.
Exactly. the last 3 months of the year are pretty much deadly months, because we got October with candy, November with Thanksgiving, and we got, December, which is especially bad for me, because not only is Christmas on there, I'm also part Jewish, and I have a birthday on there, so I got the combination of Hanukkah food, birthday food, and Christmas candy.
God. Oh, and we can't forget the Christmas ham.
Yeah, I'm not surprised I'm, obese at this point, but anyway, let's go check the Thanksgiving. Boo, do you have anything else to add?
I'm not doing anything else, so I probably will be online, but... That's probably it.
Well, Thanksgiving is about being thankful. Are we all thankful for what we have? I'm thankful.
I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for my life. That sounds so cheesy, but it's true. I'm thankful for my video game consoles. I'm thankful for how peachy and fantastic I am. okay, now I'm getting a little weird right here, but I'm thankful for my Leslie Toadette.
Uh-oh. Anyways, Timmy, what are you gonna do for Thanksgiving?
I live in Canada, so we have Thanksgiving in October here.
That's right.
I don't really do anything on Thanksgiving though, but, I just relax. This is a 4-day weekend, which we really need. I really don't the 4-day weekend is always nice.
But yeah, that's what everyone's doing for Thanksgiving, and I hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving, because I know we're not going to be on a Thursday.
I didn't go yet!
I didn't say we're done, I was just saying, I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving, because we're not going to be on a Thursday.
Okay, well, alright, anyways, every Thanksgiving, I always go to my step-grandfather's friend's house, and we have a little mini Thanksgiving breakfast with, bagels, salmon and coffee and cereal. It's like breakfast foods, you know. Yeah, sausage, eggs, waffles, pancakes. A lot of just breakfast. You know,
hash browns.
So it's all laid out on a tray, and it's free. It's kind of like a mini buffet. Anyone can take as much as they want. We got orange juice, coffee, apple juice,
bacon.
Yeah, bacon. There's toast and there's milk. It's just the list goes. The list goes on. And we eat for a set amount of time. And then the family and I, we go down to Herald Square, and we watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. And most of the time, we get there pretty early, so we get front row, not really seats, per se, but we get to stand in the front so we get to see all the parade floats. So we watch the parade, and then we go back to the house, and, we watched, and the parade's still going on the TV because they're recording it, so we watched a little bit of that, and then later on, we get on this big car road trip to Connecticut, to the other part of the family. We go to this huge house, and with, like, all these rooms and, like, five floors, and we all have a big Thanksgiving dinner, and my kind of, like, step-cousin, per se, before and after dinner, we go downstairs to his special little basement, which is, like, full of, like, all of his toys and games and stuff, and we play some Double Dash for old time's sake. So we get bagels, parade, turkey, and toadette. So basically, that'd be probably, like, one of my favorite holidays, but I just, like, eat. The only bad part about it is that I have, like, serious road car sickness, so I have to, like, buy a thing of ginger ale and eat ginger pills, or else I'll just, like, throw up, like, every 5 seconds. Like,
do you have car sickness?
Yeah, I have really bad car sickness. Like pretty much, like, even with all the medicine I take, when I get off, I still feel like I have to throw up. So, I mean, the car ride is, like, 3 hours long, so it's pretty much really bad, but that's all. A family tradition. There's only been a year where I haven't done it yet, and that was the year of my dad.
I can't hear you, Toadette. Toadette, I can't hear you. Speak up.
That school is doing a thing where people get to donate Thanksgiving food to people who got affected by Hurricane Sandy.
Yes.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. A lot of my school is near Red Hook, so a lot of flooding happened there. And so all these kids and parents get to go to my school, and, like, they set up all the lunch tables to form this huge, giant table, and we all have a Thanksgiving dinner together. So that's pretty nice.
Yes, that is.
Is that all we have to talk about Thanksgiving? Is that it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good discussion today. Good news. Good gravy. Now, if I could have a moment of the audience's time, I just want to give out some ending information. Send in questions to the podcast and future podcasts by sending an email to our Gmail, thelostlevelsmpl@gmail.com. You can check out Mario Party Legacy and our forum at MarioPartyLegacy.com and MarioPartyLegacy.com/forum. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and our MPL Network Facebook page. Does anyone have any Twitter, Facebook, YouTube they want to put there?
Follow me on Twitter. I am @SpiderStarU. You can follow all the juice about me and what's going on in my life. On YouTube, you can subscribe to me and like my videos. I am youtube.com/user/SpiderStarU. Yes, so that's a link. I make juicy, juicy, juicy videos, so if you want to check them out, I'm sure you won't waste your time. Wink.
And, you can subscribe to me. What the hell did I say? www.youtube.com/user/516974349. I forgot the freaking username 516974349. How you doing? Yes. I got to put up a video of that, or that little thing that happened yesterday. I should have put up that video yesterday, actually. But, yeah, I'm going to have two things. Well, I should have daddy. Oh, sorry.
All right,
but yes,
Tommy, do you have anything you want to plug in?
No, I don't have anything to plug in.
Well, for once, I actually finally have something I want to plug in. You can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/homicidalfungus. That's homicidalfungus. On Twitter, you can follow me at VanillaToadette. And on YouTube, you can follow me at youtube.com/YesIAmToadette. That's capital Y, yes, capital I am, and capital T, Toadette. Well, thanks for listening to Lost Levels, and I hope you enjoyed this pretty strenuous conversation about Toadette and all her greatness. Any last words you want to plug in, guys?
No, this is really juicy. I hope you guys like Toadette hosting, because there's this thing we wanted to try out where each member of the podcast hosts for one podcast and see how it goes. And I think Toadette did a pretty good job. So, yeah, let's give a little clap for Toadette. Let's make her blush.
I don't need to get that much praise. Jeez.
And SC disappeared, so we'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
What was that? Anyway.
Yeah, I think this is pretty successful for my first podcast. I'll try to do better next time. I kind of stuttered a lot, and I'm sorry about that. But thanks for listening, and hope you tune in to future podcasts. See you later.
Bye-bye. See ya.